Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Look, I made you some unsportsmanlike
content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike. So, Nick.
Hi, John.
What is on your mind right now?
Friend of the Grum, Chris Mortensen, passed away yesterday. How will you remember his career?
He was among the original insiders, true insiders, who broke a lot of stories back in the early days at ESPN. Now, like the whole industry, everyone's got to have their Chris Mortensen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he was a definite trendsetter, but the way he did it with a lot of class. And yes, he's a friend of the Grum who joined us.
He's the reason why we got so excited about Tanner Lee.
Yes.
I always liked Mortensen. He had info, and he seemed less smarmy than guys like Adam Schefter. You know, which it's hard to come across as not smarmy when you're an insider. And I think he was able to do that really well. Honestly, I guess I was a little surprised that he was able to live to be this age because, you know, he went through a lot of stuff over the last decade.
He did.
And I remember, like, when he came back on TV and how much weight he had lost and how frail he looked. You know, when I think of falling in love with the NFL and watching ESPN, his face and voice will certainly be a part of that.
The Frisco Niners tried the if you can't beat them, join them approach. According to ESPN's Dan Graziano, the Niners tried to hire Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
Oh, we only talk about him like every day.
Spagnuolo.
After the Super Bowl, but Spag signed a contract extension to stay in Kansas City. How crazy would that move have been if successful?
You know, I mean, very crazy. Just given in the NFL, you don't really see this. In college, you know, going from one job to the other, even if it's not an uptick in title or responsibilities, like we still see it because you're going from one program to the other. This would be so unique because, I mean, the Chiefs are the best franchise. The 49ers are not on level playing field in that regard, but I mean, they of the next group down, they are at the top of that list. And so that would be fascinating. Why not try? They were not happy with Steve Wilkes this last year.
No, they were not. And I love the fact that they went for it. That would have been quite the story if the guy who just beat you would have crossed sides and come over. But the Chiefs locked Spags up real quick and wisely so. But wow, that would have been one heck of a combination with Shanahan's offensive mind and Spags' defensive mind. All they would have needed is a situational person to actually tell them what the rules are.
And nice.
They'd be a complete franchise.
Not Jack Mitchell, though. If-then situations. No Jackets if-then situation. They'd have to have an English teacher to help Jack so then he could help the defensive coordinator and Kyle Shanahan.
I bet that thing we had with Jack, that conversation, is going to live in his head rent-free.
Oh!
Wow, Nick.
Is it Tyron or Tyron?
Tyron.
Okay. Tyrion.
I see.
Tyrion Lannister.
See, and that's why I was thinking that, because that's how Tyrion is. Tyron Smith is unlikely to return to Dallas, Josh.
Sorry, I thought this was about Tyron Lue. It's Tyron Smith. My bad.
Tyron Smith is unlikely to return to Dallas, Josh.
Nick.
How you feeling?
What do you think of Dake Prescott? You think he's going to be back?
I didn't realize that it was the Tyron Smith question. I don't know why I thought of Tyron Lue.
How about Micah Parsons?
I'm sad because, like, I thought that he was going to be back. That said, he's always so injured, so, like, it's just a bummer we could have never given him that dream of playing in an NFC championship game to cross off the bucket list. When you're a kid and you grow up and you think, what do you want to do as a player?
He could
play
in
the NFC championship game.
He could
game.
Move to L.A. if he wants to do that.
Nah.
We're kind of used to it.
He got some first-round playoffs, even a second-round once.
He did a couple of times. He played in the second round. Also, the other thing that I'll think of with him is how he would wear, like, a leg brace on his arm because his arms are so big. He's a massive human being.
He's a
massive
human being.
Played at USC, Nick, in college.
Wow.
He got drafted. He was like 19. Pretty crazy. Sad.
The basketball.
Wow.
The Celtics beat the Warriors 140-88 yesterday. A 52-point drubbing.
Wow.
Which is worse for Golden State, allowing 140 points or only scoring 88?
Was this a load management game? It did.
I don't believe so, John. I believe that they just whacked.
Did Steph forget to play?
Dennis! No, the I didn't watch any of it. But from what I am to understand,
there's no reason to watch any of it. Sounds like for very long,
John. That's a tremendous point. From what I am to understand by listening to the Bill Simmons podcast this morning,
I'm sure.
Brian Russillo.
I'm sure he had a very, very unbiased take on a Boston game.
So here's what happened. They made 25 three-pointers, and I believe they started 9 for their first 9. They shot 49 threes, John. 49 threes! So I think they just did that over and over and over. But no, Steph played, Draymond played, Clay played.
The Celtics
Moody played.
I mean, the Celtics' worst quarter was the third quarter when they only scored 33 points. That's still better than the Warriors' best quarter.
No, they scored 25 in the fourth.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, there's... No, duh. Jeez, I'm like Jack Mitchell now.
There are four quarters in basketball. I know that you don't want that to happen with college, but it's four quarters.
That is embarrassing.
Isn't it horrible? When I saw that score last night, I thought that the TV had an issue with the graphics.
Do you know
department.
What Golden State's three-point percentage was?
Ooh, I haven't looked at this.
Do you know what Steph's three-point percentage was?
Boy. Curry? Let's say Steph went like 2-for-15.
Try 0-for-9.
Oh, no. What was the team overall?
7-for-41.
Oh, that's gross.
So, in other words...
That's disgusting.
They were outscored...
A lot...
On 3-point shots alone by 54 points.
It helps explain the 52-point loss. If only they would have made that many more threes, the game could have been interesting.
After a weekend of Nebraska girls' state basketball, are you ready for what is likely to be the final year of no shot clock small-town Nebraska boys' state basketball?
Yes, this is coming close to reality that we'll have a shot clock not just in the big boy classes, but in all classes.
End of an era.
Which couldn't come soon enough.
Couldn't agree more.
I was, of course, I was doing basketball on Saturday. Didn't get a chance to watch much of the girls' state, but when we went out to dinner with some friends,
friends?
We do have friends.
Awesome.
The Class A girls' game was on between Millard West and Bellevue West.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't have the sound on, so I wasn't like super in tune, but that was a good second half. I mean, there was some good shot making. In that game, and I didn't even realize it. It didn't even dawn on me. He's like, wait a minute. There's a shot clock. Man, this makes all the difference in the world.
As the good Lord intended.
But congratulations to Millard West. First ever girls state title.
Girls, Nick.
Yes.
Girls.
But it was a fun fourth quarter.
Yeah, look, I'm not of high school basketball very often anymore, but whenever I have been, I always, in the olden times, hated the lack of shot clock. So... Good.
So it's for the small classes, this will be the last time you'll get to see a lot of passing and a lot of stalling.
Now, how does this work without the electricity out in western Nebraska? Will everyone have to count down 30, 29, 28, and then there's a turnover. 30, 29, 28.
They used to have special candles back in the day that had notches.
They'll blow them out.
And this is why we didn't take our tour of western Nebraska on our way to the Colorado game, because Josh insults the good people of western Nebraska.
Also, the roads aren't really paved.
Yeah.
Mad Dog Russo listed as sports media Mount Rushmore. Dick Einberg.
Einberg.
And Howard Cosell.
Where was the I?
I don't know. Were among his choices. What would your media Mount Rushmore be?
Man, I did love Dick Einberg. Great voice.
Not Einberg.
Incredible voice. No, I'm going to remove these two because I feel like they are a bit too old for me. Nah, I don't know if Einberg would be on mine regardless. Sports media Mount Rushmore. Brent Musburger, obviously.
Is he holding an open container?
Oh, Phelan's at the bottom of that pie.
And being ticketed?
Boston College, I don't believe it. Al Michaels, obviously.
Grumpy or like, young Al?
Is it current Al where he's a little sassy?
No, I'd say like Sunday Night Football Al, but with like Madden and then the early Collinsworth years. Those were some good Al Michaels years. So what's that, two? obviously the king himself, Bill Simmons.
Good.
Pioneer internet sports writing. And let's throw Scott Van Pelt in as my last. Oh, and Jason Peter, his stint on the zone.
Of course, Jason Peter.
Very memorable. Very memorable.
Harry Carey.
Hi.
Lyle Bremser.
Dick Einberg.
Not Dick Einberg. John Madden.
Nice. That's a good one.
I can't pick a fourth one's tough for me. I was trying to think of like a writer or someone. Now this is my own
Kevin
personal.
Kevin Kugler. Tom Chattel.
No, I don't want
Dirk Chatwin.
I don't want people going to my sports Mount Rushmore and pooping on.
And what about Stephen M. Sipple?
Nick Baugh.
John Niatawa. Now I'm just saying names that Cutler would have said them as.
I miss hearing their
Brian
names.
Christopherson.
God, for a second, I thought you said Imus.
Chris Baznett.
Kevin says, a big Imus guy.
Kevin says Keith Jackson.
Oh, Nelly.
Ooh, Keith Jackson's a good one. Yeah, let's throw Keith up there.
All right, cool.
We'll throw Keith up there. Don't throw him off there, hopefully.
Well, he's already gone, so.
Even though this week's NASCAR race was decided by half a second, about 100 times greater than last week's margin of victory, there's another element that keeps NASCAR as our main event in predictions. A giant garbage bag with a Coors Light in it got blown onto the track at high winds and caught up in the grill of William Byron Chevrolet. There was a silver bullet in our air filter, said Byron's crew chief. NASCAR, America.
Isn't that great?
Great.
A can of beer, man.
A garbage bag?
That would never happen in other motorsports.
Well, that's...
I'm just happy he didn't crash.
That's dangerous.
Well, the car got overheated badly. Had to come into the pits and have the bag. Because the problem is when it covers the front grill, it blocks the airflow and
that's
the engine starts to overheat.
Last week tonight was talking about Boeing. Their main story was on Boeing airplanes. Have you watched it yet, Nick?
Not yet.
So it talked about this one plane that was invented a few years ago and how they had this one little tiny issue that caused the planes to just crash and burn and explode.
Which is not good for a plane.
Very happy that his car didn't have that, where it was like, let's just explode today. That's good.
Well, I mean, the engine could have hand grenaded if he'd stayed out there longer.
Man, you know what now, a song I have stuck in my head? People all over the world, because that's from the Coors Light commercial. Join hands.
Oh.
Start a love train. Wow. All right.
Max Verstappen's father, Joss, will not attend the Saudi Arabian...
So you blow up Dick Einberg's name and Steve Spagnuolo, but you got Joss.
Because I've heard it before.
Joss, that's Josh without an H.
Yes, it is. Following comments...
Well, you know what? Joss can get the H out of here.
Oh, mister? Over.
Following comments he made about the under-fire Red Bull boss, Christian Horner, sources told ESPN. Would you like me to explain this story?
What the hell's going on here, Nick?
Okay.
Oh, all right. We're out of time.
Yep. Red Bull is a team in Formula One.
I know that. You don't have to explain that.
Christian Horner is the guy that runs the team.
Yeah. His name is Christian.
He sucks as a person, but apparently...
Everyone in your sport is bad.
Yeah.
He loves this bad sport.
Joss went to the Daily Mail and he's
Whedon?
Like... This guy is not running the team well. It's going to blow up. And if he's still here...
Like a Coors Light got stuck in your air filter.
Then my son is no longer going to be here and he's going to move to Mercedes. That's what's happening.
Train.
He just doesn't like Christian Horner. Because Christian Horner
doesn't
also
like Christians?
Had an investigation under him.
That's what I thought he said.
For some misconduct.
I mean, have you seen where some of these races are held?
Greg and Hastings says, if Josh and Nick came to Western Nebraska talking their anti-Western Nebraska smack, their bodies would never be found.
Wow.
Yeah, there's so much land out there.
Not any civilization.
Not any civil or power. Ring, ring, ring.
I'm from Western Iowa.
John, you're from Fremont. You're allowed to make fun of it.
I've been through Western Nebraska many times. They're great people.
Me too. John doesn't make fun of two people. Western Nebraskans and people who like wrestling for some reason. John defends those goobers.
Oh, Josh. You can't say that.
Sorry. Sorry to the wrestling goobers out there.
So is that guy saying if we keep talking smack about Western
Nebraska,
he's
going to murder us?
Then he's going to murder us?
I think he just threatened us.
Oh, good grief.
HR alert.
Can HR prevent us from getting murdered?
Great question, Nick. I'm guessing not. But you know what they can do?
Take us to
have
break.
Food.
No, I was going to say they help us get paid, and then we can buy food, and then we can eat what's for dinner.
Nice.
1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready.
My daughter's going to death.
I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, going out to eat.
Josh is in here signaling.
No, the camera's frozen.
Not on my screen.
It's frozen on YouTube, Nick, and that's what matters.
That's weird.
Must be your computer, huh?
No.
Somebody, quick, take a hairdryer to your computer so
it
unfreezes us.
It's that computer. We're having chicken chili tonight.
Oh.
Mm.
What the hell kind of reaction is that?
I'm sure it's good.
Is it going to be more of like a chicken verde type of chili?
I don't know. Unnecessarily triggered by chicken chili because we had a chili cook-off one time.
Oh.
And I lost to someone's chicken chili, and I was like, that ain't
Are you talking about the one
chili.
That we had here a few
no,
years
no,
ago?
No, this was a...
Well, you sound like Happer right now, talking about buffalo chicken pizza.
I was very triggered by it.
Sick.
So I'm kind of out on the chicken chili. I'm sure it's delicious.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
But...
I might have some ice cream tonight.
That ain't chili!
Well, I'm excited.
We're finally going to have those... speaking of sausages, those chicken sausages that we were supposed to have last
chicken
week.
Chicken sausages aren't sausage.
You can make anything out of a sauce.
You can make anything out of chili.
No, you can't. That's not what it says in Texas.
Not nachos?
Nachos or not nachos?
Nachos.
I can't believe they're not nachos.
Nachos.
Mm. So, nachos. Remember last week when folks got triggered at Wendy's?
Yes.
Because they want to do the dynamic pricing?
Oh, yeah. Capitalism.
Love it.
Yeah, John was like, I hate this. But then he's always like,
well, apparently they're going to be doing a promotion here where they're going to be doing $1 cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah, they're doing it right now. It's on the app.
Yeah.
Oh, so Nick's not using it then.
So they're trying to buy back our favor.
Interesting.
Dollar single, $2 double.
That's a great deal, Nick.
It is.
So why are you anti-apps again?
It annoys me that they have the capability to do these promotions, but they're making it app exclusive, and it's only to get people to sign up for the app. It seems artificial.
Reminder, you can head to 1620thezone.com, and you could win a trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah, but you don't have to sign up for the app.
No, just the email.
Just join, subscribe today.
And you go to Vegas with Nick and Happer and me.
Let's tickle some chains.
You're going to hear from all 8 Class A boys basketball teams next.
Bye!
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.